Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just the same. You do your thing on the side, still saying amen. Don't you be deceived.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Contenders for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Reddit Church from YouTube. Oh, yes, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, it's another day. It's another day, and we should be grateful on today. I tell you, when we look around and see what's going on and, you know, in our world and society today, I tell you, we should really just really be praying like never before. So many things are changing. Nothing are remaining the same but Jesus. I tell you, he said he never changed. He's still the same today, yesterday, and forever. And thank God for that. I know, you know, we just gotten over the mega fest mess, you know, that everybody was talking about and, you know, the big crowds and I think they said like 60,000 people and everything. I tell you, everything is going down but the word of God. I know you've seen where, you know, Bishop Jackson, Tyler Perry up there, Lord have mercy. You know, they're trying to use where David and Moses, you know, said David, you know, was an adulteress and Moses was a murderer, and, you know, and surely God can use Tyler Perry. Of course, yes, he can use him, but he has to be changed. Hey, I tell you, the way the Lord used David was, David confessed that he had sinned. And, you know, today people are not saying that they're sin. So, you know, when David sinned, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and what? Renew the right spirit within me. He knew that his spirit has gotten off and he had did things that was out of the will of God. But today we see that people can do anything they want to do and think that it's all right. But according to the word of God, no, it's not your will, but thine will be done. God's will be done in our lives. We can't do what we want to do. The Jay-Z, Aleister Crowley doctrine today, do thy own will. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, we got to stick with what the word of God says. And I tell you, the only way you're going to know what the word says, you have to dig in the word for yourself. Seek the Lord for yourself like never before. There's so many spirits in the atmosphere, so many spirits of deception, so many spirits of just deceit everywhere you look on today. I tell you, hey, I was in church on the other night, and there was a young lady that had been to church the Sunday before, and, you know, I passed her a Bible, you know, but and she took it during Sunday school. But when her husband came in, hey, she put the Bible down, and I was trying to pass it to her because, see, she didn't have one. And she said, hey, we got the cell phone. Well, I tell you, the cell phone will go out. But one thing for sure, God's word is forever. It's eternal. The word of God will not fail you on today. You may have your cell phone may run out in 24 hours, and what you going to do then? But one thing for sure, you need to stick with the word of God. The word of God have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against God in this last hour. I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. I was really disappointed when I saw, but you shouldn't be, you know, when you see what's taking place, you know, But them saying that, you know, hey, you know, God can use Tyler Perry. Oh, yeah, but Tyler Perry need to get right. I'm telling you, he needs to commit his life to God. And then he's laying his hands on T.D. Jakes. Oh, and the preacher up there talking about he's getting ready to birth something. Oh, yes, he's getting ready to birth something, and it won't be a baby. That's one thing for sure. It won't be a baby. It's going to be more demonic spirits than ever before. I'm telling you, there's a spirit of demonic activities going on in the house of God on today. I'm telling you, there's serving you with entertainment and not with God's word. And that's what the ministers are called to do, is to proclaim the word of God, to give you the word of God in this last hour, to warn you of your wickedness, and that if you don't change, hell is going to be your home. So that's what the word of God is supposed to be witnessing and telling you about Christ, and telling you you need to be born again in this last and evil day. But we know that everybody's saying that, you know, there's no hell and there's no heaven. But one thing for sure, you know, I was reading in the book of Kings talking about, you know, how God had used Elisha to go and send for some oil to one of the children, the prophets of the children, and told them to go to Jehu and to anoint his head, and that, you know, he was getting ready to bring destruction against Ahab and Jezebel. And, you know, Ahab, he didn't do what God had told him to do. He didn't have no backbone. For one thing, he shouldn't have even been with Jezebel, but he made that choice to be with her. And you know what? When you make bad choices, and we can look around today, there's a lot of bad choices being made today. But, you know, God's word is going to stand in this last hour. Everything else is going down. And just like judgment came to Ahab and Jezebel, oh, yes, judgment is coming again. You need to read it in the second King. Chapter 9. And it says in verse 30, and when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at the window. And she probably said, hey, ain't nothing going to happen to me. But see, God had already sent a word that, you know, she, you know, judgment was coming to her. And not only to her, but, you know, when you, the decisions that you make are bad choices, oh, yes, whether good or bad, the choices that you make not only affects you, but it affects everyone around about you. Well, you know, Ahab had at least 70 sons. And not only did judgment come to Jezebel, but it also came to his 70 sons. You need to read in the second book of Kings, and chapter 9 and 10. It will tell you about it. It says, and as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, had Zimri peace, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who? That's a question. And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs, and he said, throw her down. And they threw her, and some of the blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trotted her on the feet. I tell you, judgment is coming, just like it came to Jezebel. I'm telling you, oh, it's coming. Jezebel is also a spirit. It's not just makeup and, you know, paint your face, but the word of God is letting you know that Jezebel is a spirit. And the word said, and they called, in verse 10, said, and the dog shall eat Jezebel and the portions of Jezebel, and there shall be none to bear her. And it opened up the door and flee. He opened the door and flee. So once he sent the message, he just opened the door and flee. He ran, you know. But one thing for sure, when God sent a word, Oh, yes, judgment is coming. We need to get our house in order. I can't read this whole story to you, but I'm telling you, you need to read the book of 2 Kings chapter 9 and 10, talking about Ahab and Jezebel and her sons, how, you know, when the enemy comes in, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we look at the church today with all this mockery and everything is funny with the jokes and entertainment in God's house, and still worshiping the truth and living God and singing the songs of Zion. They're singing the worldly songs, and they hopping and cropping and bumping and just doing some of everything. The spirit of Babylon is everywhere. This is a foul spirit. The word of God says in the book of Revelation, talks about this foul spirit that's in the church today. And verse 32 says, and when he comes in and did eat and drink and said, go see now this cursed woman and bury her. And she is the king's daughter. The devil don't care who you are. You can be the king's daughter or whoever. He don't care. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I was listening to Jake talking about he didn't come to kill women. He only came to kill men. But the devil is a liar. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy all of our lives. That's why it's so important to get into the word of God. Right here it said in verse 34, it's saying, when he come in, he did eat and drink. So after the devil killed Jezebel, he could come and sit down and eat. And as if he hadn't done anything. He's saying, when he came in and did eat and drink and said, go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is the king's daughter. And they went to bury her, but they found no more than her skull and the feet and the palms of her hand. Wow, when the devil gets finished with you, what a pretty picture. I'm telling you, they said nothing was left. And verse 36 said, wherefore, they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord which was spoken by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. Oh, yeah, you can count on judgment is coming. God's word said, and it shall come to pass. Verse 37 said, and the carcasses of Jezebel, this was a shell of this dead woman, Jezebel, shall be as dunks upon the face of the field in a portion of Jezreel. It said it was going to be just like dunk. And I know y'all know what that is. That is BM. Oh, yes. All over the field. That's what the word of God said. And that they shall say, this is Jezebel. So the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he, you know, he'll have you so won't nobody recognize who you were or anything. He comes to destroy you. Who do you think is out here killing and stealing and destroying and having people to commit suicide and, you know, and murdering babies? I mean, so much going on out here, and all we see is the church saying prosperity and money everywhere. You know, people are losing their lives, and, I mean, people are dying with cancer, and there's so much stuff going on, and there's so much work that needs to be done. And the house of God is not doing it. I tell you, the preachers are no longer preaching the word of God, but they are entertaining people on today. And it's so sad. I tell you, get your house in order for the soon coming king is soon to come. And, you know, another part of this story kind of reminds me of the mega theft. You know, I think it was 2nd. Kings chapter 2nd King and yeah, 2nd King and chapter 9, no, chapter 10 and verse 20. And Jehu said, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal, and they shall proclaim it. And Jehu sent through all Israel and all the worshippers of Baal to come, that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to another. Hey, don't that remind you of the Mega Fest? I tell you, they said it was about 60,000 people there. My goodness, the Word of God said men love darkness more than light, and we can certainly tell that today. And he said, unto them, to him that was over the vestal, bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal, and he brought them forth vestments. And I tell you, and that's exactly what Jason was doing. He was offering them to come and be a part of Sony and all these other, you know, record companies. And I mean, so it's the same devil. It's still a mega mess and a mega fest. And I tell you, but, you know, Jesus had told the men of God and the women of God to proclaim the word of God to the people of God in this last day. But I tell you, everything else is going down but the word of God. But now we have these new age pastors, 20th century churches, new millennium churches, talking about the old way is done away, and, you know, a church, you know, is no more. We ain't got to listen to that no more. We don't have to go by the word of God no more. But the devil is a liar. The word of God saying he's still the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know, but it's still the same old devil trying to trick the body of Christ, and the church has divorced the word of God, divorced the house of God. They've left what they once believed and no longer believe in, just like Adam and Eve when they was in the garden. They no longer stood on the word of God and did what he told them to do. And the church today is no longer standing on the word of God and doing what he had told us to do. But doubt has been presented to the church, and look where the church is today. Just like Adam and Eve, they have been removed from the place where God has placed them. Well, just like when, you know, when they disobeyed God, they were placed and put outside of the garden. So I don't know how in the world that these preachers and pastors think that they can just do whatever they want to do in the house of God and not be put out. Yes, you are going to be put out of the house of God because of what you're doing in the house. Oh, yes, Babylon is going to fall. The word of God said judgment is coming to the house on today. But you don't have to let judgment come to you. You can seek the Lord like never before. You can turn from your wicked ways on today. New day, there's a new mercies every day. This is the day the Lord has made, and you can rejoice and be glad in it. And on today, I just thank and praise God for everything that he's done and doing in my life on today. I thank him even in the midst of everything that's going on around about me. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee. And that's the problem right there, because we didn't keep our mind stayed in the word of God. That's when the enemy can come in and deceive you and turn you away from the things of God, which is the word of God. We're supposed to contend for the faith. He didn't tell us to stop. He said contend for the faith. What he's going to ask you, he ain't going to ask you about what was your name. Was you Bishop Jace or was you Billy Graham? No, he's going to say, were you faithful? Were you faithful? That's the main thing, is contending for the faith in this last and evil day, contending for the faith. Do we have any callers? You can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. You may call us at this time.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took Eve and lost their lives. Now he killed you. Do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified.
Thank you for listening to the Ready Church broadcast tonight. I tell you, we were to come on earlier today. The enemy got in it, but that's all right. He's still defeated on tonight. The Lord made a way that we came back on, and the devil is defeated. We just thank him and praise him for the word of God on tonight, because everything else is going down but the word. And the word, you can have a hiding place. And the word is the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the word and the will of God on tonight. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to minister to us, that we may minister to those that are around about us in this last and evil days. We pray for these leaders that are leading people astray. And, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll draw them back to the foot of the cross before time is too late and say, what must I do to be saved in this last hour? We know that the victory has already been won in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Ready Church. The devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
From the tree, she would surely die. So Adam and Sarah, right, and they both came back and lost their lives.